This hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And our chamber host today, the executive director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Donovan Boyle, who joins us on the line. Aaron, good morning. I am good. Always good to have you back with us and to have you hosting. Great to have you back with us.
Glad to be here.
And we've got a lot of exciting people to talk about today. And I think because it's the merry month of May here, Aaron, we've got a couple of guests here who are going to get us ready for spring. And we're going to focus a lot on the outdoors this hour.
That's right. And I'm excited about this.
Me too. It's time for our business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. And we're going to bring back someone that brings spring.
That's right. We're very excited to announce this week's business of the week. We're joined by Brian from Gill. Welcome, Brian, and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to be here.
We're thrilled to have you join us today. Tell us, how are things going?
It's going. You know, it's been, Bruce and I were talking earlier, it's not been the greatest weather.
I know it.
That as we went winter into spring and a lot of rain and some cold, but you know, that kind of weather actually suits us because we're technical apparel and outdoor marine. So we're starting to ramp it up. We're glad it's May. And May always means the startup of the season. So we're excited.
Well, you should be. NOAA actually just released its long-term weather predictive report, and they do anticipate a warm yet somewhat rainy season ahead of us. So perfect time for people to shop locally and stop into your store and get the appropriate gear.
Sure.
That's right. We're looking for it. Our gear is, I guess the best way to describe it is what we're known as is kind of pioneers of technical marine apparel. And we're heading into our 50th year. So it's exciting. Started up in 1975. And this store is the flagship store. It's the only store we have in the world. We've always been online, or if you go way back to mail order, and then it was online. We're still online with our website, but this is the flagship store here. We couldn't think of a better location than Newport.
You bet.
That's great. Well, let people know exactly where you're located on Thames.
We're at 364 Thames Street. That's Lower Thames. So as you head, which I guess is the big landmark here, the Red Parrot. As you go by that in Midtown, we're on the left-hand side, right near the Sailing Museum, who we're partners with. Perfect. So it's a great location. It's right down in the kind of the hub of Newport. But Lower Thames, 364. Actually, you'll see our window, the Daffodil Days. We were just voted number one by the community.
Excellent.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so we're excited for our window. And that was great. We want to thank that. And certainly, I want to take a minute to thank the Chamber. We're great. You know, it's great to be members of such a terrific organization. And we appreciate all your help. So we're thrilled to be members.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And we always love pointing people in your direction. Your store is absolutely beautiful for those who haven't been in to check out the display and the beautiful layout. It definitely is worth a visit.
Yeah, it's really, we take a lot of pride in the layout of it. It's a historic area. The old Chandlery was here years ago. And so I've had customers come in who remember that when this was the Chandlery. And so the floor is still the existing floor. It's over 120 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
We kind of modernized some of it, but we have all of our apparel displayed. We hope that entices you to look at what you need. We really feel confident that not just for the sailing season, but for anyone with the elements, we kind of say we're all conditions and you can use us anywhere. So if you want to stay dry, if you want to have waterproof apparel, we feel we're the one.
That's it. Martha Parker says there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just bad gear. And
that's right.
You need to have the proper sailing gear. And, you know, when you just step into that store and you look around at all of what Gill has meant to the sailing and the outdoor community, you just want to get outside. you see the these guys who are battling the elements on board these sailboats, all dressed head to foot and protected with gill gear, and you just can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, it's really, that's what we hope is when they come in, they know what's waiting for them out there. You know, it's still in Newport, doesn't really warm up as you hit the water until really June, later June. So we have the apparel that kind of gets you through the elements of early spring. Then we switch over to our UV tech, which are lighter for the summertime, and then back into the fall. So, you know, sailing here goes, they'll be putting the boats in now, but it will go all the way through October, sometimes early November. And we feel we're outfitted for that. And people have really, you know, they've come in and we've got a loyal following, those that believe Gil is, you know, kind of the one to be out there for the elements. And we believe that too. And so it's really exciting. We're looking forward to the season starting up. And if it's warm, that's fine. If there's rain, that's fine. You know, we're prepared for it. And certainly we've got some good partners. I should mention, we're also partners with Sail Newport.
Yes.
So we outfit the staff and the crew there, and their customers get to come in and enjoy a discount here at our store. So that, for the young people getting out and learning to sail and hitting the water, we're proud to be partners with them as well. That's been a great partnership for us.
Hey, that's
I would imagine we have so many organizations here locally that benefit from those types of partnerships. And certainly, being the sailing capital of the world, you have no short of customer base throughout the year, both those who live here and who travel in just to enjoy Newport for the season.
Yeah, it's amazing how many come up, and you know, there are locals that I've, you know, come to know that are kind of our regular customers, and then I'll have folks coming in and, you know, start talking to them and where are you from? And I've had the Midwest on sailing on the Great Lakes to Florida to North Carolina. It really is, as the season starts, it's amazing how many, and then even European visitors. And we're originally and still out of England. That's UK is where our headquarters are. So we're well known in Europe, and then that translates over here as well with the customer base. So it's a nice visibility, but it's amazing how much Newport expands in the summer.
Yeah.
And then just the visitation is great, and the visitation is what sustains the city, and that's what we believe, and well, certainly helps us too.
We talk about how it's a three-season or a four-season community, but you're so right. In coming into the season in the next, well, now that we're in the month of May, right on through to the fall, I mean, there are so many regattas and so many events, and it is such a great match, as you point out, Brian Fox from Gill, that the idea of the international sailing community coming in and recognizing Gill, who has been on the international sailing scene for such a long time, boy, it's just such a natural and such a welcome sign. I was just hearing, Brian, maybe you can talk a little bit about it. There's some exciting news over at Sail Newport at Fort Adams about the Newport Bermuda Race.
Yes, the Newport Bermuda Race coming up, and it's a huge event. Happens every other year, and we've got a team outfitted there and ready to go, and they actually just won, as you say, Bodica is the name of the boat, and they won the Marion to Bermuda race.
Yes.
We're actually, as they hit Bermuda, we're the host apparel store down in Bermuda. So when they land, be seeing Gil. But it's a big event, and, you know, gearing up for it, it hits all of the stores here.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly us as they get ready. But it's really become such a big event, and Sail Newport does a great job in hosting that and getting it going, and we're looking forward to outfitting even more folks as they come. You know, it's amazing, as they get closer, they kind of wait for it, and then all of a sudden there's a mad scramble at the end as they realize the things they need, and that's weather dependent as well, as they look and see what's it going to be like on the course as they head down. So we're looking forward to a big event.
And it's going to be a lot like the international events that we've hosted, such as the Volvo Ocean Race. There will be a race village over at Sail Newport at Fort Adams during that week of June. I think it's the third week of June.
It's the third week of June. They will have their village again, and we'll be out talking to some folks. We won't be set up here. We're going to hope to have people come to the store, but we'll be a presence because they're partners, and it really is. It's neat what Brad Reed and his team do in setting that up and making it just a beyond just a race, just kind of a community event. And, you know, anyone that goes over to Fort Adams and is at that location just realizes how beautiful it is here.
You bet. Well, we all want to come to Gill and get outfitted and get ready for the season. So, Brian, just in case somebody doesn't know, tell us where you are.
Again, we're at 364 Thames. That's Lower Thames Street. Just as you hit Lower Thames, we're just down about a block on the left. I can't miss us, especially with our Daffy Day window display. But we're right on the left there. We look forward to welcoming any and all that would like to visit our shop, and look forward to the season coming up, and always appreciate the time that you give us here.
Well, we're always glad to talk about it. Brian Fox at Gill in downtown Newport, our business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. Brian, a pleasure to catch up with you. We'll see you soon.
Hope so. Good to see you. Thanks so much, Brian. Thank you.
We are going to talk about Veterans Get Outside Day, which is very, very exciting. And there have been some kind of teases about it around town, places like Innovate Newport. And we're going to fill you in. I can't wait to find out all about this with our guests. So we'll continue in just a minute with Aaron Donovan Boyle here in the Business of Greater Newport. It's the Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And our chamber host today, Executive Director Aaron Donovan Boyle. We're talking about Veterans Get Outside Day with our guests. Aaron?
Yes, we're thrilled to be joined by Commander J.B. Wells, U.S. Retired Navy, also the chairman of the Military Veterans Advocacy Organization, which is a national organization looking to host their Veterans Get Outside Day right here in Newport on June 9th. Welcome again, Commander, and joining us today.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be there, and it's always a pleasure to go to Newport.
Absolutely. So for folks who don't know about Military Veterans Advocacy, let's start there and tell everyone about your organization.
Sure. We're a 501c3 veterans group, which means we're tax exempt. We also are an all-volunteer group. I've got a very small paid staff to handle the administrative matter, but myself and everybody else on the board is volunteer. We have a three-pronged approach to veterans issues. We litigate, legislate, and educate. For example, on the PACT Act, which you probably your listeners have heard of last year, excuse me, 2022, we were instrumental in writing the herbicide provisions of that act. In 2019, we won a case against the VA on our litigation arm to actually provide benefits for about 90,000 Navy veterans who operated off the coast of Vietnam. And then our education, we do a lot of outreach, part of which is coming up here on June 9th with Veterans Get Outside Day, which we are trying to get our arms around the veteran suicide problem. You know, currently about 6,400 veterans commit suicide every year. It's just terrible, and the trajectory is going in the wrong direction, despite the fact that Congress has appropriated billions of dollars. We're still losing folks every year, and it's in an increasing number. What Veterans Get Outside Day will do, especially here in Newport, is to try to get post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury veterans, and all veterans really, so all over New England and beyond, to come to Newport for a day. We're going to hold the event at Fort Adams, which everybody knows is a beautiful spot. And we're going to have various activities going on, including sailing from Sail Newport and Sail Prevail, a walk run with the help of Run Newport. Viking Tour is going to have a trolley to take folks into town so they can pick up the free trolley, go around to the historical sites. We're going to have all kinds of entertainment. The Navy band is there. I promise I'm not going to sing, but we'll have most other events there throughout. And it looks like
So, John, before we do have some time, so let's just, if you don't mind, I'd like to just back up a little bit. The organization Military Veterans Advocacy is actually a national organization. Is that right?
It is. We spend a lot of time in Congress.
So do you, your membership base, is that made up of veterans as well? Can veterans get involved and be participants of the organization?
They certainly can. Veterans, veteran spouses, and really any citizen that would like to join.
Okay, that's great. And so do you have regular meetings that people could participate in aside from this large-scale event, which we'll dive into pretty deeply?
Sure. We have an online virtual meeting every October.
Okay.
Goes out to all the members and, allow them to come in via Zoom. We also have board meetings throughout the year in which all members are invited to if they want to come.
Excellent. And so how long has the organization been around?
We founded in 2012, December 2012.
That's
great.
And
we're based in Slidell, Louisiana, and we picked Slidell only because I happen to live there.
Fair enough. So you're talking about this event. Have you done these large-scale events in the past as well?
We have done the events in the past. We had one in Baton Rouge last year at the USS Kidd Memorial. But this would be the largest event we've done.
Oh, that's exciting. So how many people participated last year?
We had a few hundred. This year we're hoping to get a couple of thousand maybe.
That's fantastic. Now, why'd you pick Newport?
Well, several reasons. Baton Rouge was wonderful, but it was bloody hot in June. Having spent some time in Newport, because I've been stationed there several times, I knew that June in Newport is a lot cooler. And we thought we'd be very good. Plus, I love Newport. My wife's kind of allergic to ice and snow and cold. She comes from Australia. So we live in the South, but I've always loved Newport. I thought if any place would be a good place to hold it, that Newport, Rhode Island would be. We knew and we expected and have not been disappointed in the vast community support we've gotten for this event.
That's so great to hear. When you reached out to the chamber a while back, we were super excited to hear that you would be hosting this event in Newport. Fort Adams is just a perfect location for what you're trying to do. And for those who, are not familiar with the Military Veterans Advocacy, I highly encourage you to go to their website and check it out. You have a great video talking about the significance of the veterans suicide and what your organization is trying to do to encourage people to get outside to help with their mental health. So can we dive into that a little bit? I think we're going to go to break. When we return, I'd really like to dive into the initiative, what the overall goals are, what people can expect, and how people can get involved.
Excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds like a great plan, and we'll continue in just a moment. If you're just joining us, it's the Business of Greater Newport. Our guest, Commander J.B. Wells, Chairman, Military Veterans Advocacy, and Walt Weidman, talking about Veterans Get Outside Day with our host, our Executive Director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Donovan Boyle, here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. It's the Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and our chamber host today, Executive Director Aaron Donovan Boyle. We're talking about Veterans Get Outside Day with our guests. Aaron?
Yes, we're thrilled to be joined by Commander J.B. Wells, U.S. Retired Navy, also the chairman of the Military Veterans Advocacy Organization, which is a national organization looking to host their Veterans Get Outside Day right here in Newport on June 9th. Welcome again, Commander. And let's talk a little bit more about the goal of Veterans Get Outside Day.
Thank you, Aaron. And the goal is to try to get people out, benefit from nature, and to use to find out that there's some fun things to do in life. And by the way, I want to emphasize, this is not just for veterans. We hope the community turns out as well. There is no admission cost, but
The goal of the Get Outside Day is to support military veterans and encourage them to get engaged and be involved in the community, both nationally and locally, but specifically because of the high suicide rates that we continue to see with the veterans.
You're exactly right, Erin. And unfortunately, what happens is we get people that come in, okay, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and they get into almost a downward spiral of depression, anxiety. And we found that the nature, getting out into nature, getting outside in places like Fort Adams, has got a great curative effect. Now, on just if nothing else, just cheering people up and getting them out there to do things that are fun. Because one of the things that people are enjoying life, they don't kill themselves.
Right. Well, we're thrilled that you chose to support this initiative right here in Newport. The date is scheduled for June 9th. Let's talk a little bit about the program. And again, obviously, we have so many active and veterans, members of the military, both now and past, and just a wonderful community of individuals that help to support Naval Station Newport and our Coast Guard, as well as our Air Force, National Guard, and so forth. So you couldn't have chosen a better location.
I agree.
So let's talk specifically about the event. So it is on June 9th. What's the time and what can people expect?
Okay. Basically, we're going to have vendors setting up in the morning, but at 9 o'clock, we'll start with a commencement ceremony. The Navy band will be there. They'll play some preparatory music. We've asked Congressman Ammo, the mayor, and Senator Reed to come give an introductory remarks. We'll kind of go through what else is going on, and at 9:30, start the walk run, which will be completely on Fort Adams. We won't be going to Ocean Drive at all. Okay. And then, you know, the other events, the Navy band will be there for at least another hour and a half. They're going to have the jazz ensemble there. We're hoping to get some other entertainment to it starting at 9:30. The Viking Tours trolley will be there to start taking people into the town that want to go and look at the mansions or some of the other issues around town. That shuttle will be running every half hour. Fort Adams is available for a tour. And sorry, Erin, I walked right over you. What were you going to say?
No, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. I was also interested, you had mentioned a vendors that will be there. Do you have a marketplace set up?
Yes, we do. If you go to our website, www.militaryveteransadvocacy.org, and you go under events, you'll see the Veterans Get Outside Day Newport. And people can register as vendors, both for retail and also food trucks. And we've got plenty of space out there at Fort Adams. So y'all come, as we like to say down here in the South. You know, one other thing I didn't mention, and I should have, is the tall ship Oliver Hazard Perry, Rhode Island, will be there. They are getting underway. But folks can actually watch him get underway and watch him come back into port, which is a magnificent sight.
It certainly is.
We're looking finally at our closing ceremony. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and we'll announce the results at the closing ceremony. Probably have a couple of door prizes as well. And we're working, and this isn't final yet, on getting the Washington tattoo to come down. I've got a telephone meeting next week with them. Now, that's not where you hold your arm out and get inked. That's a bagpipe ensemble place closing ceremony. If anybody's ever been to the Edinburgh tattoo up in Scotland, it's based on that. And it's very famous in the DC area. And we're hoping to get them down for our closing ceremony.
Oh, that's great. So what time is the closing ceremony?
It's going to be about 3 o'clock.
Okay. So the day kicks off.
2:30 with wrap up at 3.
Okay, so the day kicks off at 9 o'clock. If anyone's interested in participating, it is free and open to the community, so people can come and at any time throughout the day. Is that right?
That's right. You know, it's going to be walk in, walk out. We hope everybody will be in for the closing ceremony. That's when we're going to announce the 50-50. And if you ain't there, you ain't going to win.
And I should also know, if people want to participate in the walk run, it begins at 9:30. Are you requiring pre-registration?
No, not yet. Okay. We'll register them as they come in.
Great. And how long is that walk run?
About 30 minutes.
How far do you know?
I think it's 2.2 miles.
Okay. So not too bad. Every skill level is invited to participate, right?
Yep. Are you going to get your tennis shoes on and give it a shot, Erin?
Perhaps. I will only be walking, though. I promise you that.
There you go.
And you're joined by Walt Wildeman from the Elks Club. Can we talk a little bit about your role in this, Walt?
Yes, be happy to. Walt Wildeman here, also retired Naval Surface Warfare Officer and retired Dean Emeritus from the Naval War College. So the Elks are involved because after they were founded in 1868, their major focus and raison d'etre, to reason for existence, was to take care of veterans, chiefly them from the Civil War. But their main slogan is, as long as there are veterans, the Elks will never forget them. And we have, since 1868, continued that tradition. And that's why for this event, the Elks Lodge 104 Newport, the lodge itself, most people know, the big white mini mansion, if you will, located at Pelham and Bellevue, is going to be the main host of this event and give the main support. And we're going to provide what we're calling event marshals. We will be there for setup, we'll be there for tear down, and we'll be the ones in our white Elks 104 baseball caps, directing traffic, doing parking, being marshals for the walk run at 9:30, and an information source for anything anybody wants to know. And before I depart here, if anyone wants to assist, veteran or not, or needs any information about the program, the Elks Lodge is the place to check it out. And if I may just give my email address, it's WILDEWALT. Sounds like WildeWalt@gmail.com. And I am rapidly collecting volunteers to be event marshals to help us out and getting the word out to local veterans, especially, who can hop on the bus and come down. I'm working hand in glove with Operation Stand Down Rhode Island, which has an office on Thames Street and supports tremendously our local vets in need, especially the homeless and war decorated wounded. So that's where the Elks come in. And we are honored to be part of this and continue our tradition of assisting both Elks veterans and veterans in general, wherever they are. Thank you.
That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear how John was able to reach out to you and Elks welcomed and with, you know, this initiative and this program with open arms and is truly deploying our local finest and our community members to actually help this national organization come in and run this local event.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the other 10 lodges, Elks Lodges in the state of Rhode Island, are also helping us out and assisting. So we have Elks from all over the state coming in. It'll be a wonderful event.
That's fantastic. So, Walt, can you also just remind our listeners if they wanted to get involved with the Elks, not only for this event, but other types of organizations and what membership looks like for our local Elks?
Sure. The Elks is a not just for veterans, but a community service organization. It's also a social organization, obviously, headquarters at the lodge. And if anybody wants to be to get more information about the Elks, just go to the Elks 104 Newport website, and there's all kinds of information there. There's contact numbers for our various committees, especially the membership committee. It's a tremendous organization, like I said, for community service, charitable organization, and you know, a great social organization at the lodge. We do all kinds of activities, sports, cultural things. So it's really a large organization now. People don't realize we're just on the cusp of 1,000 Elks. Wow. Belonging to our lodge only. It's the largest one in the state, and we are on the uptick, the upswing in getting all of our programs really robustly active in the community.
That's so great to hear. It is just a testament of our community as well. Aquinnah Island and the local residents who see this beautiful asset in the beautiful building in the heart of Newport, but then also the local community and the local leaders like yourself who are committed to developing programs and really just engaging your neighbors. So it's a wonderful organization, great members of the chamber, as is Military Veterans Advocacy Organization as well. So we're thrilled to be able to help make connections to, you know, pull these things together, not only grow membership and engagement, but to pull off this very important event that you all are doing at Fort Adams on June 9th to support our veterans and encourage them to get outside. I hope our listeners mark the date and make it a point to go out, say thank you to our veterans who have served for us. Thank you to the organization to pull this huge event off. And John, if you could just remind folks where they can find out more information about the event.
Sure.
And give Aaron, us the date again, too.
You and the chamber have been so wonderful in helping us get this going. It's June 9th, starting at 9 o'clock at Fort Adams. And our website is www.militaryveteransadvocacy.org. And we look forward to having everybody there. If you're a retail vendor or a food truck, please contact us. We'll be happy to get you there as well.
And there you have it. Thank you very, very much for being with us, both of you. And we look forward to a great day outside. See, we told you that it was going to be a show that was going to urge you to get outside. And we are just ready to get out there in the great outdoors, even if it is not brilliantly sunny right at the moment. It will be. The sun will come out. You bet. Thank you again, gentlemen, very, very much indeed for being with us here in the business of Greater Newport. And we'll continue with our chamber calendar and much more. If you want to find out about what is going on with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, just visit newportchamber.com. Here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540, in the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Donovan Boyle, and our chamber calendar is quite full. We have a couple of items and events of interest that we really want to focus on this morning, and they're coming up.
We do. So May is a very busy month, as is every month, it seems. But Thursday, May 9th, is our next Conversations with Women of Distinction. Our esteemed guest will be Britt Riley from the Cogshell Club. Really looking forward to chatting with her. Anybody who would like to participate can register right on our event page on newportchamber.com. That event takes place again on Thursday the 9th from 9 to 10, right in the conference hall at Innovate Newport. It's a great opportunity to network and get to know our local women leaders. Additionally, we have another important women's event coming up in the end of May, May 30th, which is a Thursday. We have our annual Women in Business Luncheon at Marble House on the Terrace. I am assured it will be beautiful weather out there on the terrace.
All right.
We have an amazing guest speaker and our sponsor, Berkshire Bank, who will be joining us that day. Our guest speaker is Catherine Kitty Pilgrim. She is actually a national speaker, a well-known news anchor, formerly of CNN, but also a national reporter, specifically there to talk about women in the spotlight and how women are engaging and interacting in national security issues throughout the country and throughout the world. So it's going to be really interesting. She is a very dynamic speaker, and I think everybody will truly enjoy it. She also teaches, is a member of international organizations, and has a lot to discuss, particularly in this, very difficult world that we're living in these days with international relations. So looking forward to hearing her perspective in how women can get engaged and should be engaged.
Sure. Does she have a Newport connection, Erin?
We have a Newport connection. So her, one of our board members is actually very friendly. They have done work in national security together. So we were pleased to have that connection and get her into the area. She's from the New York state. So not too far away, but certainly not a local either.
Yeah, really interesting. It always is fascinating to hear the connections and how these guests come to us. I mean, sometimes it's a situation where they're on a tour, or they have a book, or they have a program, or something like that, and we're just on the tour, and it's a happy coincidence. But there, more often than not, there just seems to be a bit of a connection. And as you point out, well, somebody knew somebody, and they worked here, and they knew them from here, and of course, all roads lead through Newport.
That's right. Well, and, you know, it's hard to turn down an invitation to speak to about 150 women on the terrace of Marble House.
Right. Yes, definitely something that you don't want to miss. So, yeah, it's not a not a tough sell, not a heavy lift. That's for sure.
That's right.
So, yeah. So that's going to be coming up later on this month. So very, very exciting. Newportchamber.com if you want to reserve your spot there. What else do we have on the calendar that strikes your fancy, Erin Donovan Boyle?
Well, we are launching our spring golf club. This is for the second year. We'll be holding a golf club on Wednesdays for a six-week program from 12 to 2 o'clock, so nine holes at Green Valley Country Club. We kick off the series on the 22nd. Of May. And again, it runs consecutively each week on Wednesdays from 12 to 2, always at Green Valley. In addition to nine holes, we will be partnering you with various different golfers each week. What's fun about this is, you know, golf is a great business development and networking tool. This is a skill that everybody in business should have. We are inviting people of all different skill levels to participate. It's really to get your feet wet in the game of golf and, again, understand how it can be used as a business development tool. So as such, in addition to the nine holes, we'll also be offering just a 15-minute workshop right before we tee off on various different topics, all related to the game of golf and business development. So great opportunity to participate. You can join the club for all 6 weeks, or you can participate on a weekly basis. You just have to sign up a week in advance, and weather permitting, if we will have 6 weeks in total. So we may have to extend if we have any rain dates, but certainly a great opportunity to get out, network right in the middle of the day. So it is a business event, just like our business during hours and before hours and after hours. So certainly good opportunity to come out and learn the game of golf.
For sure. And you're right. It can pay all kinds of dividends, literally and figuratively. And it's a it's an opportunity to learn to network. And
absolutely,
it's really becoming a valuable thing to learn for people up and down the business spectrum and people of all levels of experience and things like that. It is considered, is it considered one of the soft skills, the ability to network? Is that being taught that way?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, not golf in particular, but networking in general. Absolutely. I have to say, we're seeing a huge uptick in engagement and participation in our general networking events. So there is, that general cycle that we're in where people are hungry to continue to develop their relationships and their network and build new business.
Well, they're finding out that it's not enough to go online, that what we've been drumbeated for the last 5 years that, you don't have to be in person. Everything's online and you can just find business leads and find business the same way that you go shopping. And it's not the case.
So what's interesting, though, is that there are more solopreneurs than there have been in the past.
Yeah.
So there are individuals who have started their own business or who are 1099 employees and have multiple different hats. So the need for networking and business development is even more important, right? You're not just a salaried employee who's able to work at home and just do your task and get your thing done. You're hustling and bustling out there.
Yeah. And not that that's and that always has a bit of a connotation. Well, you have to hustle. There's nobody sitting there paying you a salary. There's another way of looking at it. You're going to get paid exactly what you're worth.
It's true.
And
yeah.
It is something that really marks the difference, not that anybody asked, between being successful and being a worker bee. And if you've got that need within you, that itch that needs to be scratched, this'll do it. Really interesting. And if you want to find out how to develop those skills, NewportChamber.com, get involved with things, and good folks like Aaron Donovan Boyle are right there to lead you. Aaron, always a pleasure to spend an hour with you. Thanks very, very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bruce. Thank you.